Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May our sins be wiped away. In preparing this homily, I was struck by three things. The first was how in today's gospel, John the Baptist says, "Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. That statement is another epiphany, a continuation of the epiphany. Last week in his homily, Father Mike told us that the Epiphany is not just the visit of the three kings, but also the baptism of Jesus and the wedding feast at Cana. So in today's gospel, it's another story about the manifestation of Jesus and how he was shown to the world to be the Son of God through the eyes, in this case, of John the Baptist. Secondly, I was reminded of something that happened to me a long, long time ago. When someone thought Jesus was manifested through me. I hope it wasn't in a blasphemous way, but I'll let you be the judge. I'm walking down the street in Brooklyn, and I was about 19 years old. I had a long black beard. Yeah, I was black. I see you. Yeah, I was black. And I'm walking down the street, and this kid, about 4 or 5 years old, comes running out of his house up to his gate and says, "Hello, God!" I don't know if you've noticed, I'm not usually tongue-tied. I just didn't know what to tell this kid. He was beaming as if he was seeing God. So I said, "Well, just keep being a good boy," and I couldn't move. I couldn't move fast enough to get out of there. The kid had an epiphany. He thought that he saw the manifestation of God through me, but more importantly, the kid knew, he did know that Jesus was God. And the third thing that occurred to me in preparing this homily was how we Catholics are very often accused of not knowing or the Bible or reading the Bible. Now, many of us do, in fact, read the Bible, but for the most part, many of us do not. However, we all hear the Bible. Every day at masses all over the world, the Bible stories are read aloud, both the New and the Old Testament. In fact, if you go to Mass every Sunday for 3 years, you will hear most of the Gospels and the Epistles and a very good part of the Old Testament. If you attend daily Mass or read your Missal daily, you'll hear a major part of the entire Bible. And you won't only hear it, you will hear it in a way that makes sense as an unfolding story. Because the church organizes the reading so that it tells a story. The story of Jesus Christ, the story of our salvation, the story of God's eternal love for each and every one of us. Just look at the readings from the past few weeks. 3 weeks ago on Christmas Day, we heard of the Nativity of the Lord. This is the story of the birth of the baby Jesus. Last week we heard of the Epiphany, the visit of the Magi, the wise men, the three wise men to the baby Jesus. This is the story of the manifestation, the showing to the world that the baby Jesus is the King of Kings. Last Monday was the baptism of Jesus, the story of when God the Father now acknowledges Jesus as his son. By the way, that's the only time in the Bible where all three persons of the Blessed Trinity are mentioned. Jesus the Son is being baptized, God the Father acknowledges him, and the Holy Spirit comes down upon him. But in today's gospel, we have a retelling of the story of the baptism of Jesus through the eyes of John the Baptist. This is the eyewitness account of what John the Baptist saw and heard when he submerged Jesus into the water to be baptized. So here is the plot of the story that the church has been unfolding for the past few weeks. First, a baby who is the Son of God is born of a virgin. Then this baby is visited by the Magi, the men from non-Jewish country who recognize him not only as the King of the Jews, but as the King of Kings. Next, the adult Jesus is baptized and acknowledged as the Messiah by God the Father and by the Holy Spirit. And today we hear the testimony of John the Baptist as to what he saw and heard at that baptism. The story that the church is having us read is all about who this Jesus really is. Who this Jesus really is. The church is showing us proof through Bible readings that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah, foretold for over 1,000 years in the Old Testament. If you attended daily Mass for the past few weeks, you would have heard of the activities of this Jesus. The calling of the apostles, the healing of the sick, the casting out of the demons, and especially his teaching, especially what he taught. The church is having us read these daily stories in order to tell us the big story that Jesus came to give us life and to show us the way of life. He is both teacher of life and source of life. At the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, at his baptism, when the Holy Spirit descends on him, and a voice of God says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This is when the Heavenly Father presents Jesus to the world, not only as his Son, but also as the divine teacher. God the Father makes this clearer 2 years later on Mount Tabor at the Transfiguration, when God the Father says the same thing. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." But he adds, "Listen to him. Listen to him." Later in the Bible story of who Jesus, the story of who Jesus is unfolded even more. Further in his ministry, Jesus tells us, "I am the truth and the way and the life." And at the end of his ministry, he says to Pilate, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to me." Everybody, everyone that belongs to the truth listens to me. In a very real sense, then, the entire story of the gospel is an epiphany, a manifestation of who this Jesus is. A baby born of a virgin, the Son of God, the Messiah, the healer, the miracle worker, the Savior. All of these aspects of Jesus can be wrapped up in one word: teacher. Jesus is the divine teacher. He's the divine teacher because he is the Word of God that existed from the beginning of time. Jesus is the incarnate Word made flesh. God is truth, and all truth which is in the Father is communicated to the Word by Jesus. And it is then communicated to us through Jesus. Jesus is the teacher because he is the Word of the Father. So he possesses all wisdom, all knowledge, and all truth. Now, other human teachers, no matter how intelligent, holy, or wise, have only a small part of the truth. Jesus not only knows all the truth because he's the Word, he is the truth. So then his teachings are supreme, unique, and infallible. This is why he said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. This is why he said, I am the light of the world. The teachings of Jesus, then, are not just human words. His teachings are the revelation of God himself. What that means for each and every one of us here is that Jesus' teachings are the words of God inviting us to open our hearts. Listen to him.